today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brother and sister, Salamun alaikum, and so welcome to another episode of today's special, in which we're going to speak about hardship as a blessing. Today, Wednesday, 17th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to verses 1 to 3 of chapter Al-Ankabut.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alif Lam.
Alif, Lam, Mim.
أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون.
Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried?
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liars.
La ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Trial is for proving the intrinsic intentions and qualities of a person to be true. In other words, this world is like a university or a farm. In a university, the talents open to below, the competences grow, and whatever is in the stage of potentiality reaches the stage of actuality. In this farm, the seeds must be planted. The shoots and the sprouts must come out of their inside. These sprouts come out from the land, grow to be some small plants, and finally become some tall, fruitful trees. These things are not possible without experience and examination.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. Your creation is a dream, from the stars to the moon. Your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi al-Alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
As I told you, we're going to speak about every hardship in our life as a blessing. One of the simplest du'as that Muslims make for each other during times of stress or difficulty is, "May Allah give you patience." Yet many Muslims mistakenly think that sabr or patience just means tolerance. But it entails so much more, like most Arabic words. It has layers of meaning which are interconnected and provide a rich source of understanding for us. The meaning of sabr includes being steadfast, preserving, having forbearance, having restraint, as well as having patience. The Quran has dozens of verses that enjoin believers to practice sabr. And so when Muslims face hardships, most often they say, "Alhamdulillah," means all praise is due to Allah, voicing their acceptance of the test of their iman and acknowledging Allah's sovereignty. And they also try to feel gratitude no matter the situation, whether positive or negative. In fact, sabr and shukr are two halves of iman.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about divine tests and trials. The Quran also accounts examples of prophets undergoing tests. For instance, in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it mentions Prophet Ibrahim or Abraham. And remember when Abraham's Lord tested him with certain commands. Or again, we have in Surah Al-Naml, chapter 27, when a follower of Prophet Sulaiman, Solomon, brought the throne of Bilqis, the queen of Sheba, in an instant from afar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Solomon saw it placed firmly before him, he said, "This is from my Lord's bounty to test me, whether I am grateful or ungrateful." So, what are the broader impact of trials? A trial for one individual often becomes a test for their friends and companions as well. It measures their loyalty and sincerity, how steadfast they remain during times of difficulty. Claims such as being the most faithful believer, or the most devoted friend must be validated through action.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah.
Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. Let's listen a little about reason why we go through problem and difficulty. Difficulties and hardships strikes us at random times, decreed by Allah, because Allah will oftentimes close a door for you and cause you to go through something so that you can find a better door. Oftentimes, people will say they've been through a certain business, and what happens afterwards when it fails is they'll be tested whether they realize or not that Allah gave them this experience for a reason, and that had they not gone through this experience, they would not achieve that which is better. So when something is taken away from you, remember that Allah is planning something better for you. If the believers could see how Allah is planning and meaning their affairs behind the scenes, then your heart would melt out of love for him, because Allah is always there for you.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Our daily checklist for today, we should know that we are equipped. Find comfort in the reality that Allah will never burden you with more than you are capable of. Allah does not charge a soul except with that which is within its capacity. Knowing this brings ease as we become confident that we will get through what is ahead because our Master knows us like no other. He has equipped us, He wants ease for us, and He will provide us with ease during the most challenging of situations.
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi.
And then coming to the wealth, Imam says, وَبَعْضُهُمْ يُحِبُّ تَثْمِيرَ الْمَالِ وَيَكْرَهُ إِنْثِلَامِ الْحَالِ. And when it comes to wealth, Allah tests them in different ways. The fitna for them, you know, some of them only like to accumulate wealth, and they dislike adversity and difficulties in life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to see, you know, are you with me only when I give you? Or are you with me when you have restrained financial circumstances? That's fitna. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, fitna is the other word for the purpose of life in this dunya. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use different methods, you know, to put us through test and trial. And it's our reaction that Allah will see and reward or punish us accordingly. Salawat upon the Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would say, I'm putting human, dimension here, could not come up in using that term in a literal sense. He didn't say, وَنَقْصٌ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Loss in awlad. Rather, he uses the word thamarat. Thamarat means fruits. He's not talking about the fruits that you have in your farm. He's talking about the fruits of our life. Talking about awlad, that sometimes, you know, it could be a very exceptional situation that, you know, even you lose your child. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to test and see how you react.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi, محمد نبي علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي
علي إمامي.